Blog Talk Radio. stuff or the one that got away? When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't they open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO. Whip some change, whip some change. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just a strip to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, though they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and Bloods, Crips and Thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Red fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you, no conform to authority. Cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna sign
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Trying to turn all my loneliness away. And I don't from day to day. Oh Lord, I'm a hand to need wishing. that a great big man like me has been
crying
my soul and heart out to you. Sitting in my lonely room, filled with nothing but gloom, and I feel
continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti, to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution, because you don't want change with you as the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people. But we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children. And you're going to help improve your children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter G. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
like a male skeleton, shatters in my head like stale blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and my self-lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk, all I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump, snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame, she don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you saw the lion. Before the battle, wall is calm and silent, cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Western church, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that bottom's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamine. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat on first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy thirst. Spoil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
know God, and don't you dare deny him. We want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm the host of Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. I'm in the beautifully decorated many times, but the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C. And we are here making a difference in the lives of black people at this hour. As we bring together the Howard University Homecoming, we're coming into Reparations and Redemption Week. We're coming into the Million Man March on October 16th. And we have the Redemption Week from October 16th through the 21st. We hope that you, my black brothers and sisters, will get out to make a difference in this. It's a mad race for reparations. And it's a mad race that's holding some of the cards that are stacked against us for reparations. We must be hopefully and fully honest and bring integrity to all of the issues concerning we the people, especially the sensitive issue of reparations at this hour. I am in sheer disbelief that there are any black people left alive that don't see the benefit in us receiving reparations. I'm beyond my caliber to think and deliberate on such an issue as reparations. We must have reparations. We must demand, must continue to demand reparations. And I'll go to my grave demanding reparations, although I will give up a portion of my zeal to do other work in the Black Panther Party. I will give up my zeal for reparations to continue the work of freeing black people. There must be other people delegated to do that. I don't believe, I just know I am not skillful in the end of this that's on the lawyer's desk, the finances and the business end of reparations. And so therefore I will commit myself to do more work on the Black Panther level in which I am skilled in helping black people. So that is a personal decision. But if you decide to continue, I would not be against anyone that pulls up and says, well, I'm going to continue right where I am on the issue of reparations, because there's no energy here left in my able-minded and able-bodied spiritual and physical self to do any more than I think I have done to present the case. We've gone with the beginning, the middle, and the end of reparations. So we have come this far by faith. So where do we go from here? That is the pertinent cross-examination question tonight here on Black Power Radio. And we're going to bring all our people in from the smartphone. Yeah, there's a large group of smartphone people on the first row. We thank you for your participation tonight here on Black Power Radio. We're happy that you all are here. And we have another row that is only, what is it for? There's only six dumb phone folks in the house tonight. Well, we thank you, all the dumb folks and all their dumb phones. We thank you for participating here at Black Power Radio. But without you, would not have Go For a Show. So we do need the dumb phone folks here at Black Power Radio. And they're quickly followed by the Android group, live and well here at Black Power Radio. There are 11 Android phones. So thank you for your presence. And I see them shaking at their knees. In the fourth aisle, we have the paranoid folk, and the paranoid phone carriers are in the fourth row. So happy they're waving. They're waving from the, they're not quite up at the nosebleeding level, but not very far away from the nosebleeding seat. But we're happy that all of you joined us tonight here at Black Power Radio. And as we move on up, we have those laptop folks are here, and we're happy to see them waving. They have their banners tonight, red, white, and blue. Oh, no. There's some red, black, and green in there. There's some people in our audience, believe it or not, that were carrying and waving some red, white, and blue flag. I don't know what it meant. Oh, they say that's Haitian Revolution flag, and they have some black and some red and some gray. Okay, they got some color to go with it. Okay, they weren't the American flag wavers. I could tell that shade of blue wasn't quite an American flag waver. But we are very cautious here at Black Power Radio because they could weed in and seed in some American flag wavers amongst the revolutionaries. So that has happened. The counter-revolutionaries have appeared, and they have disappeared. We're happy to be here at Black Power Radio. Welcome. Giving you more of what you listen to radio for. We have our desktop folks are right there next to the nose-bleeding folks that are in the top. Yep, they're at the top tier, and right near to the penthouse, those people with those field glasses are desktop people are there up near the tower. So we're happy to have you here at Black Power Radio tonight, and we love you so much, don't you know, don't you know. And we have, in that final aisle, we have those drop-top folks. Right up in the top tier tonight. We're happy of the drop tops are some drop top Jaguars and the Ferrari drivers. We have one drop top Maserati. That's a pretty thing. He got his man. I mean, he got some red, black, and green going on with that Maserati. So I'm happy he's in the audience. And I'm going to say, what can I do to get that up off you, Slim? That's an awesome wheel. Am I lying? Oh, no, I wouldn't lie. So we got the Maserati folks with the drop tops and the Jags and a couple of Mercedes and the mix of it with the drop top Mercedes Benz folk. So we're just happy here at Black Power Radio. I don't know what you came to. I come to rock the mic. And this is what we do here at Black Power Radio. And we're bringing them all in closer to the mic as we go up closer to our vast listening and our vast participating audience. And the question, the pertinent cross-examination question for this evening feels, we have come this far by faith, so where do we go from here, especially on the issue of reparations, on the issue of freedom, justice, and equality, and on the issue of WeThePeople.gov, and where are we on the way to building our own .government and getting the hell away from the opposition? So we're going to go to our National Minister of Defense, and he usually has a great defense statement for us, and we're going to look for him coming out of the Washington metropolitan area. We do have Black Lightning, our National Minister of Defense, online with us tonight, and we're happy to have you, and we just want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, there he is. That's Black Lightning. We're happy to have you, sir. Black Power.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Black Power, everybody, and I hope you don't mind a little bit of Hendrix playing in the background. Got a little Booty Child playing back there.
Man, we love
don't mean
to
take all your sweet time, but I give it right back on Sundays and Mondays at 8 p.m. at 515-605-9889. Damn, make good commercial. Okay. So we came this far by faith. That is the question of the night, right? Where do we go from here? Now, we got here by faith. We didn't get here on our own, you know. Hope we can still hear that Booty Child playing. Well, hold on a turn. So how do we get from faith to trying to do stuff on our own? How does that work? Your father say, I want all y'all to band together and shake them and wake them up. And now that they woke up, and we get see police getting nailed to the cross and doing time for their misdeeds and malfeasance of justice. Mouthpieces of their appointment, their appointed firm to the people, you know. So let me turn this thing. Hendrix is on a rock. He on some. He on some serious Hendrix time right there. Just a little unknown voodoo child right here. Not the one everybody here. So, if I got here by faith, I'm not going to try to get somewhere further without faith. What were you saying about that, Carlos? You still with me? Carlos, still with me?
Yeah, I'm trying to deal with a situation over here right now. I'll hit you back.
Okay. Well, faith without works is good, right?
Faith without works. Faith, we need education as well.
Yes,
on
sir.
On our origins, on our future, even currently, what's going on? Let me handle the situation.
Okay, handle the situation. Now, as I was saying, as far as faith goes, we still got to leave it in God's hands for the situation, any situation in our life to come out right, you know. You can't leave it in our hands and our thoughts. If we say it won't work because of the odds, it's like a Old Testament scripture I remember. Can't quote it offhand, but I can tell you what it was saying. Elijah and Elisha, they hold up in a spot, and they see all these armies outside gathering against them. And Elijah, he's chilling. He ain't worried about a thing. He kicked back, and Elisha like, ain't you upset? Ain't you worried? He said, man. He said, Lord, open his eyes. Let him see. And let him see what I see. So he opened his eyes. He looked outside, and he see chariots of angels surrounding the soldiers. And he said, okay, now I see. So it's what you don't see. You know, it's the soldiers that you don't see that we have, you know. We got squads from everywhere. We're like the Minutemen, you know. We have all our top commanders on speed dial, and we can all get together as Minutemen. And don't forget that top commanders, when we are needed, we all come together as one. And well, that's my thought on it. But as far as when the Father say move, that's when we move. So that's what I'm saying as far as keeping it about faith. The faith without works is dead. Black power, that part. And we are hitting, let me hit them up on this part, update real quick, because we need as many people as we can to be in D.C., on the 16th, that's Monday, I'll let the chairman fill you in on that one, but I want to fill you in on the one before that, because we got to get to point A before we get to point B. You dig? Lord willing, and Father got to bring us there and bring us black. And without the people, there's no getting there. So hit us up on Black Power Radio, $77Bakers, so we can get there in black. That's $77Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, all capital letters, like Baker's Man. So we can get there, put some mean green in that black machine, you dig? All right, well, I'll be right here. I want to hear y'all thoughts before I go, don't want to leave out Brother Jermaine. He's on the line with me as well. But our national chairman, he might
have a caller waiting. But, Brother Jermaine,
yeah,
you there?
Jermaine can come in right behind. We got a 301 out there.
Yeah, I'm here.
There's a 301 as
okay,
well.
Okay, well, mute up for right now. He'll be right back to us.
Recognize them for calling in right quick. 301 at 832. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Yeah, Black Power. I don't give a damn what hell religion you are. And whatever. It ain't about no God. The God is inside of you. We sit around here and we ask ourselves constantly, sitting over there wondering what? What are you wondering about when everything you need is inside that melanin you got on your skin? So I ain't got to ask your motherfucking ass for shit. I want my motherfucking shit right now, and that's the bottom goddamn line. We got to stop sitting over here. We pay all this damn money over and over and over again for our children as far as their education and everything else. And then we look to them to have what? Everything that our children needed. I don't care. We had it out. When it was the time for the out, when COVID hit, that we could do homeschooling out. We need our own schools. We need our own hospitals. We need everything else. You know them motherfuckers trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you every goddamn day. They never stop. And they're not going to stop as long as you got that melanin. They got their soap with melanin. Where you think they're getting that stuff from? And you talk about brothers and sisters out there, they are killing them day by in, day out. And they're using that blood or everything else we got in order for them motherfuckers to live. Ain't no more begging no more for them motherfuckers. Fuck them. Fuck their goddamn children. Fuck your motherfucking educational system. Fuck that shit. Everything comes from us. We are the all. The universe is ours. Them motherfuckers don't know shit because they got it from us. What are you talking about? They turn around and they use our own shit against us because you ain't clicking in your mind to understand that you are what? God. You are God walking in the flesh. Don't let them motherfuckers tell you nothing different. This is your world. They just a squirrel trying to catch up. This is our world. They just a squirrel trying to catch up. And the only thing that problem is that we're not clicking in the mind. We're looking for what? Excuses or begging? Fuck that shit. We ain't got to beg nobody nothing else. Go into your mind. Go inside yourself. You can manifest anything you want. Fuck them motherfuckers and fuck what you heard. We have our children on the line to go down there and get that motherfucking education. And what we going to do now? What you going to do now? So what, you got that paper in your hand? What, the crackers did it? They gave it to you? So what? That was already up. Dr. Clark did not have a master's degree or a PhD, but he taught motherfuckers who did. Come on, it's in us in order to change the world. And the only way the universe or the world is going to be changed is when y'all motherfuckers get off your ass. Get off your ass. Stop smoking that motherfucking marijuana. Stop sleeping with that motherfucking boys. Stop, girls. Stop sleeping with girls. You have to get in that Holy Trinity and get off your ass. As black men, as black women, and walk down that street. Walk down that street every day. How else you got to do? And do what you need to do for your people. Stop having excuses. And stop looking for some motherfucking blue head, blind head, blue devil. Because you have to understand, the original devil wasn't a cracker. You have to understand that everything that you need is inside of us. That's it. Bottom line, we can change the universe. We can change the world. We can do everything. Voodoo comes from us. Of Compton. everything comes from us. Comedic. That's what we are. You know what I'm saying? Stop allowing these motherfuckers to sit over there and tell you where you stand at. You stand on your feet. That's where you stand at. Motherfucker, come in your house. You're going to ask the motherfucker why he in your house, and you're going to take care of the shit right then. You don't ask no question. Because the motherfucker shouldn't be in your house in the first place. And why does that make a difference then? Does it make a difference now? They shouldn't be coming in our house. They shouldn't be coming in our schools. Shouldn't be around our children. So somebody got to step on your feet. Ain't that motherfucking nigga stepping around our feet from the beginning of the time? So what we going to do about it now? That's the thing. And I don't want to hear no goddamn Jesus shit, no motherfucking God shit, when I know that I am God walking in my flesh. And I need other brothers and sisters to feel like that we are. We are here. And we're not going to be moved. I don't want to hear that motherfucking Jesus shit. I don't want to hear it. I want to do it. Because like you talked about Jesus, like you talked about Yeshua, like you talked about Jah, like you sit over there and talk about Elijah Muhammad, like you talk about Noble Drew Ali, where are they 102? Where is it at? Where is the revolution at? And I mean now. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about right fucking now. When you got to deal with a situation, you deal with however, beat that motherfucker down. Put that bullet in his ass right now. Break him down. Get that motherfucker. Put fuck his ass. I don't give a fuck what you do. And that goes for black, white, green, yellow, purple, all them bitches. Get them down. Put them on their knees right now. Them Nawabian motherfuckers, them motherfucking monsters, put them on their knees right now. Either you for me or you against me. And that's the bottom line. They go through them white supremacists and them honorary supremacists, them cool motherfuckers still. Either you for me or you against me. It's time for war. Just like our ancestors did with the gun. It's time for war. It's time for us to take them motherfuckers out. I mean now. Not yesterday. Today. Anyway, peace.
Peace and black power. And there you have it. We're going to reach out here to our beloved brother down in Shreveport, Louisiana. We should have him live. Brother Jermaine is right there with us. Go ahead, Brother Jermaine, out of Shreveport.
Hey, yeah, good evening. How you all doing?
Good evening.
All right, brother. And so if faith got us this far, where do we go from here, brother?
That's right. I'm still on a case that happened last year from over here. You know, you got these people with these properties came in from out of state and took over these properties. Come to find out, they were fraud. I've been working diligently with that. So now I have an attorney with that. And then, you know, I told everybody that lived at those apartments to make sure y'all keep y'all paperwork and have y'all facts, because in the end, that's going to play good for all of us. But like I said, it was a case of, real estate fraud. So I've been dealing with that case and bringing that back out into the spotlight for everyone to know and hold these people accountable in this city. And then also for those individuals who played a part in that as well. So this is kind of really like old news, over a year, still year old news, but, you know, I'm not giving up the fight. But now, for what I'm working on now is still trying to get people lined up to go to Taylorsville, Mississippi on October the 14th, and I'm trying to get some people still wants to go to that, and, you know. And
I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't get a chance. I was going to.
Yeah, but we're still needing transportation in Shreveport on that day or the day before or, you know, the day of the 14th. And then also we're wanting the police chief to step down. We've been hardcore on that. I've been hardcore on that on my own because sometimes as we see now, these people won't stand up, and sometimes you have to do it on your own. You know, you have to do it on your own because these folks won't stand up for nothing. So yeah.
Mhm. Well, the raggedy laserbacks and the jelly backs stand aside when the revolutionaries appear on the scene, and I guess we'll be taking over here.
That's what I say.
Somebody got to mute out. Black power. As it goes out. So we're looking at a 951. 951 is online tonight with us. It looks like a California number. We got a DM on down in there and see exactly what we're working with. At 951 and 295, you're live on Black Power Radio. And welcome to the show.
Black Power. Thank you, National Channel.
Black Power.
Hi, this is Queen Goldie out of the IE. I'm down here in Washington, D.C. and trying to make a movement on everything and from every state, Missouri last week, Texas, anywhere. I'm trying to get and make a movement. And with that, brother from Shreveport, I did go check upon that chief, and it is time for him to step down. I do a lot of researching on things when I hear it on the radio. I don't say too much of it because I try to keep it as a personal to me till I'm ready. But I want you to be kind of VSP me, email that time and arrival for when you guys are going to go down there from the October 14th. I would like to join. Maybe see if I can make some kind of move with it, too. Black Power.
Yeah, Black Power, that's a blessing. Sister has been very helpful here on the ground and opening up the first annual time. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we'll be a part of the Howard University homecoming for the first time in 50 years. That's known to me now. Maybe some guys went under the radar. Maybe some our black sisters might have rode under the radar. But I think it'll be the first, recognized participation with the Black Panther Party in Howard. They're so afraid of the opposition and the Zionists and the civil rights and no rights. And everybody's scared of them folks over there. But the Black Panther Party is here to help in the black community. And you can't let a communication, something that could have been miscommunicated, affect you on doing Panther work. Is the most effective work that you could possibly do, given your circumstances. And given my circumstances, I don't see anything more effective than the Black Panther on the ground. You copy that, Mr. Shutter?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we thank you for helping
you,
us black on to Howard, they'll call it Howard University, but nevertheless, back on to Howard U, and we're happy about that and some of the things we see developing around some of her lobby work and community outreach. This is the thing that Malcolm X is talking about, effective and skillful community outreach work. And you just can't beat it. There's no way you can beat effective community outreach. They call fishing expeditions or black power recruitment type moves are great for us when we're building alliances with other groups and organizations. We say respect. Salute, or we salute you.
I am a black true revolutionary.
Go ahead. A black true revolutionary. And this is what you have to be, sincere and true to the cause. And we know there's a divine power in operation in the universe that has always brought the revolution, always back to the forefront comes the revolution. And they say, organize when you finish that, Dr. Stokely Carmichael. Organize when you finish that task. Reorganize, then organize, because you could never have too much organization. In fact, it was said that truth and organization is interdependent. And the more truth you have, the more organization you will manifest. Is that right? Black Power, Black Power. So we got those out there on the front line with Black Lightning, others. We got Sister Desiree out there, and we have just been joined
by... I got more info for the sister.
You have something
a little
else
more?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just that we'll be in Taylorsville Saturday, October the 14th, Taylorsville, Mississippi, United Forces with Crystal Muhammad, all hands on deck. Justice for Rasheem Carter, and we'll be at the Taylorsville, Mississippi, Holy headquarters at high noon. And that's where you can meet us at, right there, or on the road, on the way. And I'm sure you can leave the number with the Sheikh Imam Akbar, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Black Power, we want to bring our beloved spiritual advisor to the front lines. Y'all, everybody hold their places. Embrace yourself for the presence of the Queen Mother. Beverly is right there with us tonight. She's in Spartanburg, or Gaffney, South Carolina, excuse me, and we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power, Queen.
Black Power,
Black
Queen.
Power.
Black Power.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Queen Mother.
Good evening.
Good evening. Happy to hear you.
All
happy
praise.
To have you, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. All praises.
Praise
all praises.
Black Power, Queen Mother.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Well, this evening is not a good evening for me. Because as tomorrow approaches, it'll be a year that them Spartanburg demons took my son, and my spirit is grieved, you know, but I'm still grateful. You know, I'm still grateful I'm in the land of the living, and I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to complain. It's just that I'm not my cheerful tip of self this evening. And I just want y'all to say a little prayer for me before you go to sleep tonight. And just a little update on what's going on. I spoke to the lawyer that's handling the case, Lavelle's case. And he's supposed to meet with us, not this week, the following week, to give us question, and he asked if we want to be at the deposition that he's going to go through the officers that everyone that was in contact with LaBelle on October the 2nd before his death, before they killed him, and in that detention center. So when that day comes, not this week, next week, as I said, the following week, I'll keep y'all updated. You know, stuff is coming to fruition, and so you know I'm kind of ecstatic about that. I am and I ain't, because you know we're gonna go in the courtroom and I'm gonna hear and see things that's not gonna be pleasing. But I gotta do what I gotta do. You know what? Don't make you strong, it'll kill you. So, you know, I'm a mother of nine, so I think I did. It served and proved that I'm a real black woman. So with that being said, you know, I know the God of my understanding is going to give me stress. And I just want y'all to keep me and my family in practice. Because I've never had to endure anything like this, losing one of my children. And that was my youngest son. And him as well, the Bell Lane. He was a Howard University alumni, and my boy ain't here no more. You know, he had 100% track scholarship, and they took my boy. Like, tomorrow will make it 365 days, and I don't know. I just got to keep putting one foot in front of each other. And with that, I'm going to land my plane. And let's pray for one another, continue to love one another.
Yes, ma'am.
Black
yes,
Power.
Yes, ma'am. Black Power. And we thank you again for updating us on the Lavelle Lane case. And we know a grave injustice was done to Lavelle Lane. He was on the highway, and the Spartanburg sheriffs interacted with Lavelle, took him to a detention center, and he was supposed to be just reinstated at the group home. Everyone there knew the situation, and yet they mismanaged that, and it cost him his life. And those men, perhaps maybe one of them or none of them, but perhaps even some of them have made a commitment with their lives on the front line. But Lavelle had never committed his life to Spartanburg County, but they took his life in a just a unrelenting, bloodthirsty sheriff with a badge and a gun had gotten him in a situation cornered in the Spartanburg Detention Center, and they began to move in on him. And from my estimation, they just tortured him to death. And that was unseeming, unbecoming, and it is not meet that we would torture our brother to death. So therefore, we're black on the front line fighting for the case of Lavelle Lane in Spartanburg and everywhere else on 196,940,000 square miles. Thank you for the update, Queen Mother. And we're black over here by Desiree right now. I don't know if she's still there. Desiree, you still online?
Yeah, am I here? See, this is my thing right here. I want to say, and yes, I'm down to go anywhere else we're going to go. But we got to build up our foundation however we do. You have to understand that it is up to us to make these decisions. And yes, we go through stuff. How many times are we going to allow these motherfuckers to take our children? How many times are we going to allow these motherfuckers to rape our women? How many times are we going to keep allowing everything to go in and day out? And I'm sick of praying. Ain't no more motherfucking prayers. Ain't no motherfucking shit or hive or whatever. It is nuts. We got to do what we need to do for our family and our people. And yes, I'm willing to come down there or whatever on the 14th or whatever needs to be done. It don't even matter. You see, these motherfuckers think that we are a fucking joke. They think it's a game. They think it's a motherfucking joke. Their motherfuckers up there sniff in goddamn Peru and ain't motherfucking ass with their motherfucking cocaine or hive or whatever. Because don't forget them motherfucking Republicans, Democrats, or whatever is sniffing up the motherfucking cocaine. But see, they turn around and look at us. They turn around and look at us about our children. You know how they have the authority to come out of their mouth? Because we don't follow through with it. We got to start taking their motherfucking children. We got to take their motherfucking children. We got to kill them motherfuckers too to let them know we're not playing with you. This is not a game. Our children's life and everything that goes on in our family is more relevant than that bullshit you talking about. And that's all is bullshit. You got that faggot shit going on in the motherfucking school sitting over there talking about some transgender is supposed to have a right, but my son does not have one? Get the fuck out of here. We gotta make them an offer that they cannot reveal. We gotta stop playing with these motherfuckers. And that's the bottom line. In order for us to get where we need to go, we gotta stop talking about it and be about it. I mean, really be about it. Start from right here. Because our children are sick. Oh, yeah. Oh, you graduates. So what the fuck? You don't got no motherfucking common sense. What happened to self-knowledge, knowledge of self, or where you going in life? You know what I'm saying? We got to stop this bullshit with these motherfuckers. And that's the bottom line. Peace.
Sure.
And yeah, I'm willing to come down to Mississippi. or wherever else we got to go. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if we don't do something now, motherfuckers going to keep on doing stuff. They're going to keep on doing stuff. Keep on.
That's right.
It ain't going to stop here. It ain't going to stop here. You think it's going to stop? How is shit going to stop when they've been hanging our ancestors since the beginning of time, and all of a sudden now you're going to ask us some motherfucking mercy? Fuck them motherfuckers. Fuck them. They don't give a shit about you, so why should you give a shit about them?
Black power. That's right. They don't give a damn about us. Now, I don't give a damn about no crackup named Uncle Sam, him, his crew, and the rest of you.
And I'm not just talking about them crackers. I'm talking about white supremacists, honorary supremacists.
Mm-hmm. And all the knuckleheads.
Them
cool
niggas don't care.
Always some homogenized Negro was surface and side with them crackers against us. Even from Tulsa all the way up here to D.C., as in right now.
Yep.
And in Spartanburg and in Gaffney and all of those places in between, Atlanta and all between Chattanooga, Tennessee and all parts of Alabama, Mississippi and all through Louisiana and Texas. It's horrible what they have done to us, and it's horrible what they plan to do to us. And the only one going to stop it is us. My. The only one that can stop that is us. We may fake it off and sham it off a little something, but the only one stopping that is us. Is that right? I don't know if lightning is black over here or not. Yeah. Only one that's going to stop the madness is us. Is that right? This is our National Minister of Defense. Black power. Black power. Black. He's busy. He's probably are you trimming hedges, brother? You sound like him trimming a few hedges. Are you in the house, Black Lightning? Or are you outdoors? Can he hear? Because he realizes what's going on. You're loud in the air with that noise. So you're going to have to put your hand up and let me know. Anyone that wishing to speak tonight, so please press 1 so that I know you're trying to speak, because I don't know if his hand is up. So he'll press 1 when he realizes what's going on. But let me see. That noise, I don't know where he's bringing that noise from. I don't know what's up with that brother. I was trying to reach out to Black Lightning, but he's just, I don't know, he's preoccupied or busy. I don't know what. His son said he would get back. I don't know, did he get black? Carlos, are you online at this hour? See, he's
black
not there
power.
At the moment. Black, well, Black Power. What's up, cuz? Talk black to us. Was that Carlos or Black Lightning?
I'm trying to reach out.
Is that Carlos or Black Lightning?
No, it's me, Carlos.
Hey, what's up, Carlos? You down to ATL?
Well, I'm outside the ATL.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
ATL,
that's all good. All good.
To live right now.
Oh, man. What's your take on the ATL?
Black power.
The homeless situation is real bad up here, along with the drugs.
Oh, go ahead.
Prices are astronomical just to rent anything, even a one bedroom. It's not good up here.
Not looking good. Cost of living is high. The price of occupancy is too high. You got to sacrifice for a drug or homeless environment that just could move in on you at any time. I know the feeling of Atlanta. There's a lot of black mecca going on, but, I mean, there's a lot of things to be worked on in Atlanta as well. I know you bear witness every day. Is that right?
Yeah. And they're not doing anything about it.
As I was just saying to Carlos earlier about getting your credit up, getting your credit score good so you don't have to rent. You can buy, and you can be the renter. You know what I mean? And we've seen a facility that's big enough. There's two houses, a big, huge two-car garage, that could be used for facility as well. Matter of fact, all you need is 100 bunks up in there. No, I'm just joking. But two, you can imagine, as big as two cars would fit, that's how much room is up in there for teaching, or blackboard. You can have tables and chairs lined up and teaching the children, you know, teaching them black power studies, self-defense, archery, and various things, and pretty much out in the country, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying is we got to think outside our means. So if you're looking at two, this is a two for sale, you know, and you got a little barn too, you know what I mean? And I'm sure you can find some land in Atlanta, in the ATL, probably dirt cheap. You find some good land that you can build on and have a builder throw it together. Boom, you know. There's some abandoned farms, just like Truth Bay said. We can get some land that's, or buildings that's not occupied, owned by the government. Go down to your city council meeting and ask for it, you know, ask for it to be renovated for community outreach programs, you know, stuff like that. So I'm just saying, if you want to do it that way, or do it the way I'm talking about, which is most first-time owners, they'll get the government will give you HFA something loan or something like that, no money down, and you can rock that joint. You can find your matter of fact, most people can find a HUD house on the HUD list. If they just look on the HUD list, they see all these foreclosures. Some might be foreclosures because it's a wreck. You don't want that, or maybe it'd be a wreck and it'd be dirt cheap and you fix it up and you can flip it. But who wants to do that? Sometimes you find something that somebody was just down on their luck, couldn't keep up with the bills, it's in perfect condition, they had already fixed that joint up like a palace, and you can get it at cost, you know, or below cost on an auction. So I'm just saying, you got to keep your perspectives open and try to keep your, what do you call it, the points on that FICO score. Keep that FICO score high, above 700, so we can do some things. You know what I mean? And a little money wouldn't hurt either. You know, just say, okay, well, look, I got a good FICO score. I want to go to the bank. I want to see if I can get pre-approved a loan on this house. Give me a pre-approved loan on a new car. You know what I'm saying? And get pre-approved on everything and do it like that and see how it work out for you. You know, you say, well, okay, now I got everything pre-approved. But the thing is, keep your bills low, you know, keep your bills low. Get 1% loan, get 1% loan. Wait, that's another story for the analysts like Bam and them. I'm sure they'll be on. I'm calling the name, Bam, so you might as well come on and tell us all about it, Black Power. And go ahead and call us. Go ahead and call us. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but just want to give you I got Big Money Griff on another line. Hold tight.
Well, black it on up, black it up.
Black Power.
Okay. All right, Black Lightning, I'm ready to come in, man, when you bring me in.
We have to ask National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Okay.
Well, the way is open. The opportunity is wide. Did we complete what we had with Carlos, or did he have anything else that he wanted to share with us tonight?
Yeah, Carlos, I'm sorry I may interrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's it for tonight, because I got to put this phone down. I'm getting radiation in my hands.
Yeah. Go ahead. So that's great, Carlos. So thanks for contributing tonight on Black Power Radio. And we look forward to talking to you in the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia, the Black Mecca, very soon. And we'll be there in a few days. So hold the night. What do they say? If you think you're at the end of the rope, just tie a big knot and know that help is on the way. Black Power, as we go to a brother, Black Lightning is out there with that West Side.
Yes, sir. Don't forget we're going to be down with brother Malik so you can give with us. Give with us with Brother Blackness on the road so we can make this Mississippi trip October 14th, Carla. So that'd be him and Brother Blackness, hopefully Lord Willis, and a whole bunch of other Black Panthers from the ATL. And I'm sorry, right. What were you saying?
No, I'm just chiming in behind you. And Dr. and Professor Money Griff is in the house.
She said, I am a revolutionary. I am a visionary. I am a mercenary. I am a Black revolutionary.
All right, now.
Man, I'm not a happy slave. I should have had the James Brown playing behind me, but I got Big Money Griff on the line with us. Black Power.
Black Power. Ungawa, Black Power. Greetings,
Ungawa, Black Power. Big Money Griff in the hand.
I've been just doing fine, man.
Just came from the health spa,
working out a little bit, you know. Getting ready to go to this blues jazz thing tonight about 6:30. So I told him I got to come on Black Talk Radio and drop it like it's hot. Well, let's see. Where I left off last time I talked with you was that I had went to a cult, Church of Scientology. But since then, the Lord has talked to me and told me that I got to revitalize and rekindle and bring this to another level in terms of changing the narrative. And so the narrative that I want to change now, Brother Akbar and Brother Black Lightning, is that we've got to change the narrative to where we're working in shifts. And what I mean by working in shifts is that we know that the hip-hop generation has had 50 years. And now we're, for the first time in life, seeing where these youngsters are busting and grabbing, like we've seen in Philadelphia. And it's the first time we ever seen our youngsters becoming criminals as a result of busting and grabbing in Nordstrom's, in 7-Elevens, grabbing junk food, grabbing stuff that normally pay for. And so what I'm saying to you is that if we have reparations, discretionary cash, our youngsters don't have to bust and grab. And for 50 years, we've been patronizing these jewelry stores, buying necklaces and buying rings. For 50 years, we've been patronizing you. And now you, Fox, and now you, Democrats, as well as Republicans, want to act like you don't know what's happening when you let these refugees in here and getting free hotels, motels, Holiday Inns, and free food, and giving them all coming before us. I dare you, disrespecting us like that when we were the first best friends you ever had. Come on now. I'm going to drop it. Come on now. I'm going to give you some more now. All right.
So what I'm saying to you
in terms of Black Power, we've got to work in different shifts and say, well, I'll take care of this shift. What's that shift?
When we deal
with the white man, the white man's got his hand in everybody's pocket.
Well, I don't care if you recycle.
I don't care how many times you recycle your black dollar, that dollar is going to come back into his hand. So now I want you to take a stand as a black man and woman and say that when we get reparations, when we get reparations, that money's going to come back in your hand. So don't tell us
shit,
that you don't
want
to give
us
no reparations. So now what
give
we
us the land.
So now what we're saying to you, so now what we're saying to you is that myself, I'm 73. I don't need no land, but I need the money. So give me $5,000 every single month to the day I die, and I want to work within your budget here in California. And your budget says that you can afford to give me $120 billion a year and still have a remainder. And so what I'm saying to you, white racist crackers, is that's 21 of you in the assembly and that's 41 of you in the Senate. I'm saying to you, white racist crackers, that's 21, we want to work within the budget. So don't tell us that the money's not going to come back to you, because the money's going to come back to you because we're going to buy every damn thing that, up under the sun when we talk about phones, when we talk about computers, when we talk about bicycles and motorcycles and cars and stuff. The money's going to come back to you. You're renting, you own all the damn buildings and shit, land and stuff. So now the money's going to come back to you. So don't tell us that you don't want to get, I don't want my money. Your dollars is going to other shit. Your dollars is going to Ukraine. Your dollars is going to these new refugees. They ain't no better than us, and they may not be as good. So what I'm saying to you is that it's time for us to change the narrative. It's time for us to say we want our fair share. And as a result, we're demanding that now is the time for us to say reparations now. No reparations, no black vote. You can't have, if I go into that voting booth and I don't have reparations, don't expect me to vote for you. I don't care if you're white, black, Japanese, Korean, Asian, multiracial. Don't expect me to vote for you because you disrespected me. You bamboozled me. You've been bamboozling me ever since the 60s, since Dr. Martin Luther King said I'm here for a cashier's check that came back insufficient funds. And so what I'm saying to you, is that it's time for us to put our foot down and say, fuck Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you don't want Donald Trump to be the next president? Then give us reparations. You give us reparations and you got our black vote. You don't give us reparations, then don't expect our black vote. We're going to put our foot down. We don't care. You can't do no worse to us than what you've already done to us, so we can handle it. We deal with this COVID-19. You white folks, y'all can't handle it. You can't help but jump on the airplane and go. And every time we look in the football, basketball, baseball games, all we see is you in the crowd. And we not in the crowd unless we go to a black college. That's when you see us in the stands. But we're saying to you here and now that we want our fair share. We deserve it. So give us our fair share and work within us, and we'll take yearly installments to the day we die. Now, that's what I got to say. Now, I got to get ready and get dressed and go on over here to this blues thing, because I promised the brother at the health bar. But I got to, Akbar, I love you,
Akbar. That's what I got to say to that, bro.
Big love. That's the big money grip. Big money grip is always there. And it's loud. Black and proud from a Los Angeles, California perspective and adding
say
light
loud.
To it. At Black Power Radio.
Come
radio.
On, revolutionary.
Black Power.
What's up, Sister Desiree?
Oh, we're black, brother. We're Black Power.
Black power!
Black
power! We got to stop sitting over here talking about what is our fair share. It ain't no motherfucking fair share. Them motherfuckers stole it. They stole everything. They came down and we was already on this motherfucker. I don't have to go to no motherfucking Africa to see my identity. My identity is right here. We are our indigenous. And we are part of this land. And I don't have to go anywhere or anywhere else. I want my shit right now or whatever. I want my land back. You can get your money because that's changing the contract again. And I'm going to show you how to change the contract. And this is what I've learned. Look, if you go into a restaurant and you say you don't like that tea, You don't have to pay for the tea again, the contract change. So when they give y'all brothers and sisters that money, don't take it. Because we still need everything we need. Because that changes the contract originally and from the beginning. We want our land back. See, with our land, that creates generational wealth, not only for us now, as far as growing everything that we need for our families, but also our children and them children and them children and whatever. Because when they talk about that, what did they say? Reincarnation. Every time you lay that seed down, that's a reincarnation. So your son, your daughter, or whatever, hold on to that, they son, and you still living. Do not allow these motherfuckers to put you in a box to the point that you're willing to settle. Settle now. It ain't no motherfucking settlement. When them motherfuckers came down on the West and they did that big meeting down here or whatever, we shall not settle either. You have to put that hand down and say, I shall not be moved. We are the Buddha. We are Confucius. We are Elijah Muhammad. We are Noble Ju Ali. We are all that we say we are. We are the universe. We are everything.
Black
we
power.
Are God. We are
Black
the natural world. Don't let them motherfuckers tell you nothing else. We do not settle. We want our shit now. And
Black power,
Sister
Desiree. I got my brother passing through. He wanted to say black power to everybody real quick because he just passing through. He's got something to do. Black power, my brother, out there on the west side. Brother Adrian, I think. Brother Adrian, you with us? Hello, hello? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I'm right here where you are. Cause his
well, don't sound like I can bring
line.
Him in, so. Mm.
Richard Young.
All right.
Yeah. Another last love. Just come to where you are. Gotta thank your God for giving you one
we
more chance.
Damn, I lost two.
Raise
I
up
lost Adrian and Carl.
Sing them out loud and praise them all day.
Sing it out loud. You are God, and that's all you need to know. I am God in the flesh, the righteousness. You are God. My brothers and sisters, you are God in the flesh. Let's go back to Khalid Muhammad, and let's read his quotes over and over again. He's a Capricorn just like me. Let's go back to his quotes.
He says, you
remember
my brothers and sisters by their work.
Every day.
You know my brothers and sisters by their works. No matter all kin folk, skin folk, you know the thing.
Black
yeah.
power, black power.
Because just because
right,
they scream black power in front of us, what do they do behind our backs? Do they do black power in public or do they only do it in front of us? You know, did they do it in Starbucks full of white folks, like I've done too many times.
I go to motherfucking Starbucks, and I don't even care. I have every right to be in that Starbucks like anybody else. And it doesn't even matter to me, even on my job, me working in educational school system. And just like I told them, we're going to put 365 days as far as black history. You want the children to read this stuff, they going to read this stuff right here. Because it doesn't even matter. If you put them words down there, they still have these words in here. We have to push the agenda. And the agenda has to be costly over and over and over again. When you start sleeping, that's when them jokes contemplating. Because they are begging on you sleeping. They're begging on you giving up. We never give up. The fight is always on. The fight is always on. Kwame Ture said what? We continue to move. Let me tell you something. They sat over here and they said, oh, WIC program. What are you talking about? If it wasn't for the Black Panther Party, you wouldn't even got that motherfucking shit. And they turned around and they changed it into something else. We're the ones who put food in the schools. Because they wasn't giving our children nothing. They already know in Camden, New Jersey, how they are selling drugs at the drive-thru every day. And they know it's going on. The police department is working with the drug dealers, however, whatever. And the children are suffering. And we supposed to stand for that? Let me tell you. When I was in the military, and anybody in there from L.A., you see it, our motherfuckers, we would get them motherfuckers real good. And we have to do the same thing. We have to stop pussyfooting around. And we have to actually do stuff. I mean, really do stuff. It has to be a change. Just like what I've done in my building. It has to be a change. And in order for the change, that's how you're going to get that respect. Because if you do not do the change and you do not have your foot on there, you're not going to get it. If a motherfucker don't give you respect, you take it. And that goes for everybody. Everywhere you at, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter in the school system. It doesn't even matter in the grocery store. It doesn't even matter. You take it. Because if you're going to die, die for what? Well, hey, you know what I'm saying? You might as well die for something for in order for our children, our ancestors, and that's what we need. We have to continue to fight. If we stop fighting right now, and I mean Larry fight, that means you got to knock some motherfuckers out. Yes, you do. And right there in the jungle. Right there in the jungle. That's the one thing you do right there. When the motherfuckers start talking, punch them right in the throat. I don't want to hear that shit. Them motherfuckers went down there and took over the Congress building. If it would have been us, they would have killed us or whatever. But they're doing the same thing with this planes and everything they do over our community. We cannot allow that. We need our own schools, our own hospitals and everything else. And that is the thing that we have to do. No, it's not easy. Nobody said it would be. But we have to start somewhere. And we have to take some motherfuckers out. Don't allow fear to make you a product of what? A product of what? Aren't you already a product of something? Because you've been labeled. You've been labeled way back, sitting over there talking about you had a tail. And you know them crackers had the tail. Not you. As a black man, as a black woman, we have to stand our ground. And I mean it every time. Whether you go to Lowe's or you go to that grocery down to the corner, you don't let nobody disrespect you. Malcolm X said, if you put the knife in me 6 inches and take it out two, the knife is still in my back. So what do we do with that? You already know. And I'm talking about not white supremacists. I'm talking about them cool motherfuckers. Because you got black people to sit out here and claim they on your side and they not. They ain't on your side. They sit over there and they tired to play and they work with me. And we have to bring our own spirituality into the thing. And this ain't no religion. This is stuff that was given to your ancestors, gave you. There would be Jesus if it wasn't for the black man and the black woman. would not be any nature. What? Allowing people to say that you are weak. There's nothing weak or anywhere. What? You know what I'm saying? When it gets to the point.
Black power. I got Big Money Griff back on the line with us, and Brother Jermaine back on the line with us, too. Everybody drop for a minute. But keep your lines muted for a minute, y'all, please.
You want me to go back on?
Black my sister. Go for it. yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Big Money. Yeah,
oh, okay.
The only thing
that I didn't mention, those of you listening to the sound of my voice, is that when we talk about reparations, everybody talks about the atrocities, what the white man has done to us down through the years. But not one person tells us how to get reparations. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to not talk about it, but show you how we can be about it. And so what I'm saying to you all that are listening to the sound of my voice, that if you really want to get reparations, then we've got to go back to the man who took a stand and told the California Reparations Task Force, give me the study bill so that we can study how we can provide you with reparations. And so as a result of that, I have come up with Gavin Newsom's phone number. And the number that you want to be able to call and put it on his voicemail. And let me share with you, I'm not asking you to do something that I haven't already done. So write down ahead of time what you want to say so when they put you on the two-minute line, because the people who answer the phone are too lazy and they won't answer the phone and take your message, they put you on a two-minute line. Have your rap ready. Gavin Newsom, I'm a voter. No reparations, no black vote. So goes California, so goes the nation. Now, we know you're going to run for presidency when Biden is done. We know that. And we're going to be expecting reparations when you come to the White House. So the number to call is 916-445-2841. And now, as a result of that, what we are saying is this.
Sir, can you repeat your number for those that were reaching for the pen and the ink and the...
Okay.
Yep.
For those of you who really want to see us get reparations and talk on behalf of reparations and say no reparations, no black vote, 916-445-2841. Now you might have to push number 6 to get to it. It depends on what time you call. And when you call, if you call in during office hours.
Sound like some tune.
So that's where we got to go in terms of how we need to change the narrative and how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that in spite of all past years' adversity, success can still be obtained. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And what we've been doing up to this time, we haven't succeeded. So we got to try something new. Albert Einstein said it best. The quickest way to insanity is to keep doing the same thing the same way and expect a different result. We're not getting a different result by doing the same thing. So we got to do something different. So So Big Money Griff from California is asking you to dial 916-445-2841 and say, Gavin Newsom, I'm a voter. And I know that so goes California, so goes the nation. We want reparations. Give us reparations in California, and when you come to the White House, we want reparations in America. It's just that simple. No reparations, no black vote. Don't expect us to black vote for you, Gavin Newsom, when you come to the White House, because we're not voting for you. Now, you give us reparations, and you got our vote. And you know the black vote is the powerfulest vote in America, especially when we talk about South Carolina. So there you go. That's what I didn't
black
share
power,
with you
black
that
power.
I should have shared with you from the beginning. That's 916-445-2841. Brother Akbar, you might have to share that later on. But I got to get ready and get on out of here and get on over here to this nightclub because I promised this brother that I come and listen to him play the blues tonight.
All right, so we want to thank Professor Big Money Griff for giving us all the information and updates out of California and elsewhere across the nation. And we thank him and Black Lightning for doing that move. We want to bring right behind Professor Big Money Griff, we have our chairman, our state chairman in Baltimore, Brother Will is the youth minister for New Black Panther Party for self-defense, and we're going to bring him live. Brother Will, are you out there, Black Power?
Let me hear him before I go.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Umgawa, Black Power.
Black Power, brother, we got disconnected. I tried to have Brother Will on my line.
Oh, come on,
oh, yeah.
come on, Mike.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
as a
matter of fact, that's
I'm
disconnected, everybody.
Yeah,
right on. I see a good time to know where he's supposed to be and find his way there, just like the Shaky Mama Akbar always say. You know where the hell he's
Black
supposed
power.
To be at and be there. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black
National Youth Minister, what's going on with you?
As far as me, I've been working on some cases. As far as the youth, I'm trying to get real deep into the youth services. So I've been real busy with that. Trying to get kids to do something else. I mean, definitely around my age, since I'm 23, I want adults my age to get their CDL, go for a trade, or go to college. Do something else other than trying to rap. I mean, of course you can rap, but I need you to have a backup plan or also have something else in mind. And as far as the cases I've been working on, it's definitely included with parents and their child. The public school system, it's get your kid up out of there. I have a parent that, I mean, of course, I could definitely tell the business now. It was already out there. And it's soon enough it's going to be hitting the news. But, if it hasn't already. So it was a Baltimore mother, but she lives in PA. But her son goes to a school out in PA. And her son basically got sexually assaulted by two other boys, and they're all on the football team, and they all go to the same school. And I'm there to support that mother, whatever she's going through, to get her son in therapy and get her son out of that school and so on. So, well, that's just one of the cases. But as far as that, trying to really make sure our kids get the help they deserve and the schooling they deserve. Because the public school system, it's failing them. Definitely here in Baltimore. Pretty sure even I think I just saw even the top Baltimore county or city schools, nobody, I think right now they're taking SATs or whatever and no kid, I don't know, it's going up to the thousands or a thousand plus. So that means that it's either the parents' fault,
for, it's a mixture of the parents' fault, teachers' fault, and the whole system in general, and sometimes it's the kid or the student, only because they haven't been given a reason to do schoolwork or anything of that magnitude. And you can tell schoolwork, homework, and all that stuff is under like a punishment and it's not fun. They don't want to learn this stuff, although pretty much most of the stuff in public school is just fill-in, and it's more like babysitting than anything. They're not learning anything. So all I really want to tell my black family, definitely black parents, is to put your son or daughter in the Afrocentric school so they can at least, whatever they're learning, they learn about themselves, somebody that looks like them, and not a white person telling you up there to believe that Christopher Columbus discovered America or anything of that magnitude. You ain't going to learn anything. Or you're going to learn the tiniest
about
bit
the good ship,
about the city
Jesus.
Yep.
The good ship, Jesus.
You learn, yep. Because it enforces, definitely when it's a kid that don't, obviously they don't know any better. Obviously they don't know. When you're in public school, you're not going to really know unless it's something outside the public school that you learn about, which also could turn back onto the parents for not teaching their child how the world is, what you need to know, and obviously what you don't need to know. So my parents out there, my parents, elders, make sure you're, whatever kid that's around you, make sure they know what they need to know, and make sure they're aware of their emotions and, you know, just psychologically, so you can know where their head is at as far as, like, what they're learning, what they know, their feelings. Because sometimes all you need to do is just talk. All you need to do is talk to these young kids and let them vent to you. They'll tell you all you need to know. Because most of these kids out here, they don't got nobody to listen to. I mean, listen to them. So they have no choice but to go out here and, you know, go look for something like drugs, guns, or a gang in order to find that energy that they're looking for. And I need my elders to get on that, even including the Panthers Free Breakfast Program. We need that back. It's on us to get these kids right. But I'm not going to talk for too much longer. Thank you for letting me speak. Black Power.
Thank you again, Brother Will, for being there. And then you, Impossible, did answer that question of where do we go from there with continued youth outreach programs in Baltimore and the state of Maryland, and then pushing our program across the nation. Brother Will has a massive job of repairing the youth, and he's in charge of that network and doing a fantastic job home and abroad. And we love him so much for what he does and outreach and so et cetera. Any final comments or anything, information out there?
Well, the only thing I can think of, Brother Akbar, is are they busting and grabbing in Baltimore? Are the kids going to the extent where they're acting like they're criminals?
Well, see, in the Baltimore youth from my – no, go right ahead, Brother Will. Black Power.
Oh yeah, Black Power. Yeah, it's more like they don't have nothing to look forward to. They say all the kids do is just rob and steal cars and they don't do anything else. Like, I don't even think that even the top schools even help them out as far as, you know, because, you know, once you go into school, or even, you know what, let me put it like this. Let me put it psychologically on you like this. Because Psychology is very important. So the same way you got stuff going on outside of school or work, it's the same way with the kids. Because, you know, different experiences, everybody got their individual problems that they're going through. And so say if, like, you're the kid where your mother had you grow up early. She had multiple men, this, this, and that. Well, yeah, that's the same for a son or a daughter. So you got that going on. You probably got your siblings going on, and it's going to affect your school. Because most of these kids probably don't got a mother that care, a father that ain't there. And who am I supposed to look up to? I'm going to look to the street or anything related to it. And that's what's getting – that's all kids nationally. That's all kids. And you see the state of hip-hop right now. So
I hear where you're coming from.
And
that's where we come in as the vanguard.
So we got to do
vanguard example. We come in as the vanguard example as the Black Panthers.
We got to stop them, Black Lightning, from
give them another way to go.
Because this is a new phenomenon, and they're showing us in a negative light, busting and grabbing in these Nordstrom stores and these jewelry stores. For 50 years, we patronized these jewelry stores.
We have to let them know it's a setup.
50 years.
And they have the cameras
patronizing
in there.
And now we're going in there, stealing the jewelry and the necklaces and the stuff. And now we have to curtail that by telling them, give these kids discretionary cash so they don't have to do that shit.
We ain't never done that. They send one person to break the window. They send one person to kick it all in and one person to jump in there and set it all off. And meanwhile, our people are being photographed and being taken to court later about bullshit, you know, stuff like that, you know. And we have to teach them. That's all.
What I'm hearing out here in California is that there's a gang. Now, I'm not saying it's the Mexican gang, but I'm saying there's a gang that says, if you guys go into Nordstrom's and steal these bags so we can sell them overseas, we'll give you $100. They say, really? And so now what we have is syndicated gang.
Oh, yeah. And
causing our kids. I don't know.
European.
I don't know.
And Hispanic.
Let me finish. I don't know who's behind it, but I do know that they are motivating our Black kids to do this. And so what we've got to do is make sure that we send a clear message that our kids need discretionary cash so that they don't have to bust and grab. All right. I'm done.
Black power.
Yes,
Black power.
Sir. And I was saying that you see it as a Black power, see it as a setup, you know. They start the fires and they break the windows for us to go in, and we'll take the charges later, just like those the people were doing a while back. I forget the name of them, don't want to give them no credit. There was white and they was wearing black and stuff and were wearing covering their faces. But they were professional about it. They were in and out, you know. They were like in a minute. They set a fire and they're gone. And then take one of us to get up on top of the car and get the stomping up and down and be videoed doing it and take the charges for what they set off. So I think it's all like a setup culture. They trying to start it. Like start a new fad or whatever trend and see if we'll be stupid enough to follow it, because as they say in the 13th Amendment, you become a slave as soon as they lock you up. That's why they talk to people so badly, like they're ready to make you a slave. Like not how you doing today, let me see your driver's license, get out of the car, shit like that, you know? So I'm just saying, you don't want to be made a slave. So remember, You can do better than that. We can do better than that as a people, and our businesses will thrive as a people, and we won't have to worry about it. Sell these Black Panther magazines if you want to make some extra income. I'm sure if you sell five copies, that'll be $100 in your pocket right there instead of swiping anything from anybody anytime. Black power.
We got a 253 online. It hasn't been on the air. 253, a 253, at 468. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. 253.
You
Black Power.
Come on,
yeah, I've been on here for a minute. Yeah, this is Adrian out on the West Coast. Yeah, what's happening, Black Power?
Oh, Black Power, Adrian, you black. I was trying to call you in, but I lost the connection.
Yeah, I'm having dinner with some really close friends, but I'm on the call. Now, let me speak about some stuff that's been, like, moving me quite a bit. I don't know if a lot of you know, but I turned Black Panther at 8 years old in a city called Winston-Salem, North Carolina. My family set that chapter up. That's how I got in at 8. Now, here's the thing. We have all of these different chapters, all of these different formations under all of these different leaders. Unless we unify, we're doing nothing. We have no power. We have to start talking about and moving toward the unification process. These white motherfuckers is killing us out here because we won't and unable to unify together among each other. Nobody's trying to take any stripes or anything like that. We're going to work together and keep what we got. And if we're not doing that, these white motherfuckers is laughing at us because
That's
they know
right.
we won't unify. They know we're not doing it, so they can keep doing the shit that they're doing to us. We have to stop it. And the only way
That's
to
right.
do that is that we have to move on the unification process together. We don't have to like each other. I don't like people that's Black Panthers, but that's my problem. It's not theirs, and I keep it to myself, and I work with them, and that's what we have to do. And until we get there, we're going to stay weak as fuck, and that's what it is. We're here for the people, by the people, and of the people, but we got all of this shit going on between each other that's not getting us anywhere. We got people on these calls talking about Barack Obama didn't do anything for us. That's the biggest lie ever told, or one of them. He did. He made it easy for us to sue in federal court against discrimination. And that's what we're fighting against, this discrimination.
Well,
but you got people, let me finish. We got people running around here filling people's heads with, oh, he ain't do shit for black people. Yes, the fuck he did. So if you have those
That's
kind of thoughts,
lie.
You have to keep them to yourself. You have to keep
That's
them.
A
hey,
lie.
Look it up.
And being on top of that,
look.
Him and his rest is gay ass motherfucking gender.
Let me finish.
Just like that brother was
saying. Let me finish. Let me finish. Barack Obama.
Oh, right.
He did. He made an amendment to the Civil Rights Act of 1965 or 64, whatever that is, that made it easier for us to file lawsuits and win because he tied the judge's hands and said, you can't throw it out. You're going to try the case on the merits of the complaint. Isn't that enough? If he didn't do anything else after that, that was enough, and he did it for black people. He knew what he was doing. If you remember when he first got in office, they were talking about he's taking from the rich and giving to the poor. That's what they was complaining about. That's where all the bone in the nose and all of that shit came from. So if you believe that he didn't do anything, that's okay. Keep that shit to yourself because you got people out here like me that know different. We're sowing division among our black people when we should be putting everything together and connecting dots with each other. it's time out for all of that. You got people out there, these, and I don't have an issue with anybody. I'm a Christian. I'm an ordained deacon. But I got people telling me I worship a white Jesus and a white God and all that bullshit. You got people out there sowing that discord. That is the furthest thing from the truth. We got to stop that too, because we're allowing the discord to remain in place that we're trying to get rid of. Then you got the Israelites out there, and you got the Moors. We're already all of that shit. We don't need to recreate anything in us. It's already in us. We're the children of God. We're the people of God. We don't need to create
that's
anything.
Right.
We need to unify, and that's what we should
unite.
Be talking about. You got Malik
together,
stepping aside or whatever that is. That, Malik is stepping aside or whatever that is, but we have to grab those people and unify with them too. I'm a New Panther Vanguard movement member, and that's all I care about is unification. We need to bring people together so that our power will be where it's at or where it needs to be.
We
all of this other kind of stuff we keep talking about. Look, ain't nobody caring about that. We don't judge anybody. I don't understand where all this homosexual stuff come from anyway, and does it even matter? Who are we to judge other people? We don't judge nobody, and that's part of the discord. People running around here wanting to judge people instead of unifying the black race. That's why we haven't gotten anywhere since 1964. Because we ran out here, we were running around trying to judge each other. Who the fuck are we to judge? Leave that alone. Let's work on unification. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. And unify, we must.
And a strong black military.
He's right about unifying, guys. I will admit, you know, I stayed on the phone.
Hold your mic a second. We got black unity and black power to black that call. For unity for all the Panthers, and I guess they call them different formations. Some call them splinter groups, but they're not your formation, and you must hold respect for all black revolutionaries, all black Panthers at all times. Somebody was trying to get the mic. Who was it? Somebody reached
out for
the mic.
That was me, Akbar. That
go
was
ahead,
me,
sir.
Akbar.
Go right ahead.
Okay, what I want to say is the brother that's from the West Coast here, he spoke truth to power, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. And we got to unite. Together, united, we'll never be defeated. And the more we talk about what coulda, shoulda, woulda happened, ain't getting us shit. We got to come together. We can't talk about what Jesse Jackson did. We can't talk about what Al Sharpton
Jesse
did.
Jackson,
we can't talk
cool
about. We can't talk about. President Obama did. What the hell? They still alive. They still alive. They did what they did. They did what they had to do in order to stay alive. That's why they, if they had did what Donald Trump did, they'd be dead now. So you got to understand the kind of world we're in. And you got to understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a right racist cracker situation here that has got us so splintered that we're talking about every damn thing but the right thing. He's right. We need to unite. Together, united, we'll never be defeated. And quiet as it's kept, you know, I play basketball, and that's the main thing. You got teamwork makes the dream work. It's just that simple. I'm done.
All right, Black Power. Somebody else was trying to get the mic. Black Power.
Let's hear what she got to say. Let's hear what she got to say.
Ring it on. Thanks, Sister Desiree was trying to get the mic. Black Power. Let me see.
You want to hear what I got to say? Let me tell you.
Yeah,
and,
come on, girl. Come on.
And brother,
inhale,
the name is on the line as well.
We don't need no faggots.
So you know.
We don't need any faggots. You homo motherfucker, socialist or socialist or whatever you want to do. We don't need no faggots and we don't need no lesbians. like you was talking about in Baltimore. You think that stuff is okay? You have to teach that whatever. That takes away from the original when it goes to the Holy Trinity. We don't need
there
you
go.
Homo. Y'all homo.
The Holy Trinity.
The Hollywood, everything. Keep your homo ass over there. Like our answer that we gave you your own property. We don't need your homo ass over here with us. Because you cannot think clearly if you got a dick in your ass. You got a dick in your ass. How you going to think properly for us? That sin was in you, man. And then
hey,
what are you going to think about when you lick it on
somebody's
Mustang? We don't need that. And it's never been a part of better. We are not homosexual or pansexual, whatever the fuck y'all motherfuckers want to call it, transsexuals or whatever. I'm sick of that shit. Is that letter around there? That's the problem right there, because y'all allowed them motherfuckers to come down there and take over. No! That is a government thing, because anytime they want to break down the black man, that's what they do. And they're breaking him down by all his homosexuality stuff. That is not of our nature. That is not of our culture. We do not agree with that. So you can take your gay agenda and your gay Obama and your gay Biden and everything else, and you need to die. Die.
Okay. Now, somebody else
okay.
is looking for the mic. Will somebody else
All
reach?
Right. I heard it.
Okay.
I think Brother Jermaine is holding on. If he's still
yeah,
there.
Dropping the, oh, yeah, the Queen
yeah,
Mother.
Yeah,
Angel,
yeah, I'm here.
Online. Come on, talk black to
him. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, talk black to
him. Now, the
so
subject
far.
Of tonight, I think we kind of, everybody got off track, was if faith got us this far, where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm. Black power.
Yeah.
Black power. One mic on Jermaine. One mic on Jermaine.
Yeah, but yes, October the 14th, y'all, I definitely want to attend the Rasheen Carter event, you know, so, yeah, I definitely want to go to that, so.
That's Black Power. We're going to put that word out for Jermaine
okay.
to pick up his report to Taylorsville, Mississippi. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. And give me some opinions on this. Now you got you a black youth, and you've heard from the youth minister. You've heard from Desiree, Professor Moneygriff, Black Lightning. Give us any of your sentiments on what you've heard tonight.
Just you know, the call kept dropping through most of what was going on tonight, but I heard the last bit of what the lady was saying. And what you all were saying earlier about, you know, reparations and things of that nature, you know, and, you know, I think, you know, it's going to take a community, it's going to take a nation to have it to where we can get reparations, you know, to us and to our communities, into the black communities, you know, across our nation. But like I said, they've been speaking on this for years, and still nothing has happened, you know. Nothing has taken place, and you know, it did look a little hopeful. I believe I don't know if that was in Florida, California. I think California, where they were talking about giving out reparations, but I don't know what happened with that. But, so
we're still in the mix.
Okay, was somebody else coming in?
We're still in the mix.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
California's still in the mix.
Did you have
okay?
Was that re-up from Queen Mother? Queen Mother's on the re-up. Was she in there? Queen Mother Douglas in South Carolina, Russell. Did she have out a bite? Queen Mother Beverly, are you there? Let's see. Mother Beverly and Adrian, is he black to the mic? Adrian?
Yeah, I got Brother Adrian over here with me.
He gets some re-up on some of that. Are you still in there, Adrian? Adrian's out there in Cali on that west side.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Drop it like a hot.
Yeah.
You there, Adrian?
Hey, look,
yeah,
guys.
He gets some re-up.
I wanted
that.
To bring it to your attention. The Baton Rouge police chief has a video out there. I posted it on my social media, Facebook. Y'all have to look at that.
Can everybody mute this not talking, please? I hear some TV in the background. Or turn the TVs down. Thanks.
Did y'all see the Baton Rouge police chief?
Yes.
I caught that piece where they got police officers, got a particular, I guess you could say, garage.
A
where
warehouse.
They're torturing.
Yeah,
I'm up on that. But the one thing that I wanted to share with you guys about the reparations is that if we go to any and all, and I want to emphasize any and all of the places that was broken into, such as the jewelry store, and ask the voters in the jewelry stores, the owners of the jewelry stores, would you want to vote for, would you support reparations for Black African Americans so they won't come in here busting and grabbing? I guarantee you they'll say yeah. If you go into a 7-Eleven, and you say 7-Eleven owners that are voters, would you support reparations for Black African Americans so they don't come into your store and bust and grab your junk food? They'll say yeah. When you go into Nordstrom's and you say Nordstrom's, owners of Nordstrom's, to stop these people from busting and grabbing your goods and services, would you support reparations? I bet you they say yeah, because we don't want this shit to happen anymore to us. Now, that's where you go with this and change the narrative. You got to change the narrative. All right, go ahead. I'm done. What's she got to say? I'm done.
I'm going here. Put me back on. I don't want to stop at your motherfucking nose. I buy black. I support black. Am I on here now? Can this motherfucker hear me? I buy black. I support black. This is what we do. We have our own store. We have our own. We have our own hospital. Fuck their motherfucking Nordstrom. Fuck goddamn Gucci. Fuck Neiman Marcus or Louis Vuitton, fuck them. We can do our own, and we have. And they wouldn't even have it if it wasn't for us in the beginning. So why do we care if them motherfuckers don't want us and they saw us? So fucking what? I don't want to go in that motherfucker. I don't want to go in Jimmy Choo's. I don't want to go in Vera Wang. I don't give a damn.
Well, the only thing I would say to you, sister. The one thing I want to say to you, sister, is this. For 50 years, we've been buying necklaces, jewelry around our necks, and rings. Are you telling me that those are black enterprises, that those are black jewelry stores?
So back on it. Yes, they are. Hold up. Am I back on again?
50 years we've been buying it. You telling me all right, throughout the United States that all these stores.
Well, am I back on again? Yes. Let me tell you something. That jewelry, whatever you're talking about, even if you go into the mines or whatever in Africa, and it goes or whatever, them minerals or whatever you're talking about, what are you trying to buy? Because you have to understand that all them resources and everything has came from our ancestors. So what are you going to buy from the motherfucking cracker now when they done sat over there and slaved you in order to get those resources? So, yes, them stores that you talk about are ours, outright. Because where did they get the minerals from, if they did not get it from our ancestors?
Can I answer that?
Go ahead, answer it.
All right. You speak truth to power in regards to mineral oils and diamonds and pearls and things and rocks. But we're talking about jewelry. And now what I'm saying to you is that the store, hold up now. We both can't talk at the same time. Let me say what I got to say, and then you say what you got to say, because I can't change your mind, and you can't change mine. I'm 73 years old. I'm a brother like no other from another mother, so I speak truth to power. Now, what I'm saying to you is that all, and I want to emphasize all, A-L-L, all the stores that you are talking about, you're saying that all of the jewelry came from Africa. Okay? The bottom line is, they own those stores, and they and our young black men went in them stores and bought that jewelry to put around their necks to rap when they do their rap songs. All I'm saying to you is that for 50 years we've been buying their shit, and now all of a sudden we're stealing that shit, and now we're turning into criminals. Now, I'm not justifying what you're – I'm not trying to justify the fact that – that this is wrong. I know this is wrong. We shouldn't be doing this. We're not criminals. We've never done this kind of stuff before. And I'm not going to justify it by hearing you tell me that it belonged to us and therefore we got a right to do that. No, no, no. We got laws and regulations here, and we ain't never did nothing like this before, and we don't have to do this to live in America. We're better than this. We don't have to live like this to coexist America. We're better than this. And don't try to tell me and sell me out to make me believe that just because it came from Africa that this is a right, that we have a right to do this. We don't have a right to take that shit. We ain't been doing it. So stop that mess.
Shit,
stop talking
yeah.
that line of
hell
shit.
Hell yeah.
That's a
hell
line of shit.
Hell fucking yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Take the motherfucking shit. And what, are you standing up for them crackers? That's that over there.
I ain't standing up for shit.
Song, what?
I'm saying,
yeah,
I'm saying,
they
want to
take it, take it. And then what? Them motherfuckers been stealing shit from our ancestors over and over again. What about that Catholic Church? So what? Yeah, they want to take it, so be it. You have to understand their minerals go around your neck. That was stuff that our ancestors did a long time ago before it came up any type of rap music. But let me show you something else. It's the point that they talk about rap music like it's brand new. But our ancestors always had a lingo on how to speak anyway. See? Because when it goes, it shall go. And if it don't, it will go. And then if we grab, it shall go. So what? Is that rap? Or what are you talking about? That's education. And everything comes from us. And if they want to take it, so take it. Them motherfuckers steal artwork. They steal that gay-ass Mona Lisa and everything else. That motherfucking Calvin Jones got our history in a bombing room. And then you're going to sit over there and tell me that it's not okay? Hell yeah, it is okay. It is okay. It is okay for you to take what is rightfully yours. And we have to stop thinking that it's not. What? Because of some jurisdiction? Oh, is that some more bullshit again? What are you going to say? Oh, we should be the, oh, la, 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 la. Oh, la, 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 la. It's okay for them crackers to fuck you in your ass to keep on sucking on that white man dick. But it's not right for you to do whatever by any means necessary. Do what you need to do.
Let me finish what I got to say. Okay, so now let's say, for instance, the brothers go to jail. They go to jail. They got to do time. Now, you just got finished sitting up here crying the blues about gay people sticking, black men sticking dicks up people's ass. Where are they most likely to stick dicks up people's ass? That's in jail. So now you contradicting yourself. You're setting us up to fail. You're stuck on stupid. We're going to go to jail for busting and grabbing jury, and now we got to sit up in jail, and we got more blacks in jail today than we ever had in the history of America, and now they're coming out faggots, and now you wonder, you problem with us coming out faggots, or them coming out faggots, because I'm a man-child myself, but at the same time, I got to speak truth to power, but at the same time, you got me upset now. You done got me upset because now you don't understand what you're talking about. We go to jail, and now we're in jail, and there ain't no women around. And so now what do? We go up in each other because our dicks get hard. And so now you said you the one who's setting us up to fail. I got a problem with your philosophy and ideology, sister. I got a problem with your philosophy and ideology in that regard specifically, because you're not seeing light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see light at the end of the tunnel.
The light,
and it's time
what?
For you to see.
Go suck a dick.
Hey. Okay, let me step in a referee here a second. Wait a minute, hold up. I gotta hold tight. My lines are messed up. Golly. Right. Now wow. A real man gonna stay a real man no matter what. Wait a minute, hold on, let me bring Truth Bay in. Hold on. As I was saying, can you meet your line, sister? A real man gonna stay a real man no matter where yet, and will never ever falter to no demonology thinking, because if it's in you, it's in you. If it ain't in you, it ain't in you. You dig? And then it can't even be forced for a real man to ever falter. You dig? No matter what the challenge, you know, because it's like when faced with overwhelming odds, I am a black revolutionary, you dig? And that black means not to be messed around with. And excuse the cussing and stuff, y'all, but no, we don't condone homosexuality in the New Black Panther Party as a party. We don't condone that. I mean, to each his own. We're not condemning it, but we don't condone it in the party, and it's not our way. Our way is Adam and Eve, you dig? And we are the warriors. Come from Nat Turner on down, you know. See, and we never ever have any thoughts of retreat, or what's the word I'm looking for? We never ever have any thoughts of surrender. No surrender ever. No surrender, no surrender. Can y'all hear me out there, Black Power? Can y'all hear me? National Chairman, you with me? Okay, I just want to make sure y'all with me, because I ain't want to lose nobody, but I just had to step up to the plate on that one. I'm behind you, Sister Desiree, the way you say is a real strong black woman speaking there on behalf of black women everywhere, and they're looking for a real warrior like myself, or as they used to say, looking for some thug in your love, you know. So I'm just saying, we'd rather You know the old saying on that old radio the thing, they say, I'd rather fight than switch. Hell yeah. Heads would roll, you dig? I'm telling you. I'll land my plane. Black Power, I'll land my plane on that.
Yeah. White, Black Power. So we got that perspective. I guess we got everybody in that was trying to chime in on that. Did you have the Minister of Justice or any of those folks out there? We got Queen Mother. I don't know if Queen Mother's back with us or not. Queen Mother's out there, Black Lightning. Youth Minister, did you get anything from that, Brother Will? Or you had some comments on that from the Youth Minister in Baltimore, Maryland?
Sister Truth Bay, you with us too? She just listening in because she have some important engagements. Always good.
All right. See, Brother Will, are you black with us? Brother Will and let's see. And the last Brother Adrian, you still there? Adrian. Black Power, I know he's got an engagement as well. Adrian is black. Comrade Brother Adrian. Adrian is back or black?
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. We got the truth.
We got the Queen B. The Queen B is on the line, y'all. Look out now.
Go out that crowd.
Hey, Beyonce ain't the Queen B. We got the Queen B. Okay, go ahead, Queen. I mean, Minister of Justice. We got the Queen Minister of Justice. Ain't no better Minister of Justice ever been in history from all the famous black women of all time. She's right up in that league. So give her let me give you an intro. Give our future, what's the title again? Say it again. She always got to give me that title again. Yeah. The Deputy Minister of...
A lot of good stuff going on.
I'm running Lieutenant
Governor. Cheers. Our future Lieutenant Governor, the no messing around, take no prisoners, nothing but the truth. Black Power.
My God, it was such an interesting what I could have chimed in. But Black Family, we have a major appointment tomorrow. If you have not noticed, in Sacramento, we have a huge lawsuit that the district attorney, Tian Ho, has filed against the mayor of Sacramento due to the homeless crisis. So we are directly involved in that. So we're putting some, let's say, evidence together, upcoming trial, so to speak. So it's a beautiful thing when things like this happen. When I tell you, when the government sues itself, sues its comrades, that's what every county in the United States should be doing to the cities who are not doing their part. That is how we get some sort of result when the district attorney of your area even says, this city is acting beyond ghetto, so we're going to have to regulate that. So that's what's happening here in Sacramento for homelessness, but we need to have this type of movement nationwide. Just in a few lights of news past this week, Senator Dianne Feinstein, for those who care, she kicked the bucket. And so it's interesting because she has always been taught that she is the longest serving female senator in U.S. history, 3 decades, and she was 90. You know, so, we just bury another useless politician that did nothing for black empowerment. So I just thought I just want to let it out there. But what's interesting is that you got people like Meghan Markle of royalty, so to speak, that is looking at her seat. So her seat is up for grabs. I mean, this is a prime area in California. And so we'll keep you posted for that. Also, we do have our brother Ramsey Yunus. This is a very interesting take on self-determination. If you haven't noticed, a couple of weeks ago, Brother Ramsey actually went to Russia. And listening to our brother O.C. the Great the other day, he actually did a full coverage on why an alliance with Russia. And I just thought this was just out of the box. But when he broke it down as to what the Russians say about supporting black here in the tropes that we're going through. It's something to really look at. I still am skeptical. I have a lot of questions about that. But I'll tell you what, black families, what choice do we really have? When we have a land that we own that was taken and stolen from us, when we have to work the land for free, and when we complain about it, we were either thrown in jail or just killed. That's what we have with the history of this here United States.
Just mute your line for a minute, brother.
And so, Brother Ramsey, who's a big, big influence in self-determination, really he created a separate governance for us as black people. Has many of us either taken that opportunity or even know about it? You'll know more about it right here on Black Power Radio. But what's more important is the moves that this brother is making and dispelling and calling out the demons that are continuing to run this country. I am so ashamed, black family. I can't tell you. That's why I love the justice system, because you need to know these laws in order to change them. But I am so fed up with this country on how it treats and views us because of the melanin that we carry. Enough is enough. It's not even about the supremacy. It's not about the oppressors anymore. It is about us and complacency and lack of unity that's causing them to treat us this way. We have to do something different. When I tell you, you've got to have a plan of action locally in order to execute. Our brother Will, our youth minister, he's continually to tell us the conditions in Baltimore, Maryland, how the young people are so disconnected, how they have no resources. They have no one that they feel is reaching out to them that actually cares. This is not unique in Baltimore. It is nationwide. That's why I want to focus on creating a plan for them. We need to stop this year. We have about 3 months. Even though 2 weeks from now is supposed to be a march on Washington. Okay, that's great. But what I want to focus more on is what plan do we have for the youth? That's why I need us to take a back seat of our usual business and just focus on the plan for our young people. This is imperative. If you have children and grandchildren and we don't have creative spaces, I'm telling you, start taking these warehouses. These empty buildings are sitting in your goddamn yard year after year. They need to be turned into a state-of-the-art creative center. That means that they can walk in, and that could be anybody of all ages, to create animation, to learn computers, our seniors, to have an email. You know, those are the things that are going to thrive for us when we are on the cutting edge of technology. Are we even close to planning that? No. We're doing the same old goddamn thing every year, and you're wondering why the people, the revolutionaries out there with boots on the ground are frustrated. You understand? We got half of us that are spectators, and the ones that are all actually with us are talking shit. So how do we actually win? Where do we get ahead? You don't think the enemy doesn't know that we're not that we're disorganized, that we don't have our shit together? They know us better than we know ourselves, but are we doing anything to combat that, black family? That is the question. Put down the bottle for a moment. Put down whatever substance for a moment and start thinking clearly. Start getting in tune with our spiritual side and ask the Creator direction. Ask Him to help us write a plan. We cannot continue to do this without a plan, black family. And if you're not proficient in that, then you should step the fuck aside and let those with a plan and execute that with the persons who have a plan. That's how it's going to work. That is how it's going to work. The same opinion of freaking reparations, we get it, but are you actually writing, are you actually educating other families on how to trace their genealogy in their spare time? Are we holding town hall forums and making sure that in every city, in every neighborhood, in every county and state where we have a majority of black people, are we holding these town forums so we can help educate ourselves, getting the people that we know that are doing the work to actually be leaders and create spaces and assign organizations to the people on the ground floor? Are we able to police ourselves with all this police brutality? They're constantly using their badge to continue their slave catchers' mission just the other day. I got stopped banking while black in Sacramento just by a random cracker officer that we complained about for many, many years. He had the audacity to stop me and ask me for my papers, ask me for identification. I told him to go somewhere with that because he doesn't know what we know. But when you stand at authority, he has to back up a little bit. So I said, sir, and I'm going to tell you that Matthew McPhail is his name. We're going to put his name out there. Sacramento PD, white supremacy number one, this guy here. So when I asked him, how does your boss feel about you racially profiling just random black people? Well, why is it that you even approach me? So he says, the mayor is not my boss, which I asked him, Mayor Steinberg, which we all know how useless he is here. He states that the mayor is not my boss. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me, Chief of Police McPhail, that you don't know that the mayor of your city is actually the police department's boss? Who here does not know that? I tell you who didn't. McPhail didn't do that. He certainly did not know that the mayor is actually his boss because he was adamant when he told me the mayor is not the boss of me. So it tells you right there the arrogance of these law enforcement agents. If we don't challenge them, if we don't teach our black youth their rights while they get pulled over, while driving while black, while walking while black, banking while black, shopping while black, no matter where we go, we are in danger. Why? Because we have no legislation. Because the smart mouths that can actually help write legislation, they'd rather be a spectator. There is no trick bag to this black family. There has to be one way for us to be self-determined. There's no many ways to skin a cat. Give me one way that'll work from anybody, and I will help work with you on that. Just give me one. But don't give me opinions and ideas and what you think, and you have nothing on paper. You have nothing logistically legislative that we can sink our teeth in. Now, this week also, the Congressional Black Caucus took its stand on focusing on the reparations bill. Now, this is supposed to be a historic next move because the black politicians here in our area, Senator Stephen Bradford, as well as Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer, these are the two black-faced politicians that led the charge for the reparations task force here. So they actually met with the Congressional Black Caucus this week. Now, let's find out what is the result of that black family. I'm going to tell you what the result of it is going to be. And it's going to be an absolutely nothing. Where is my Price is Right buzzer when I need it? I don't have my sound effects tonight, black family. I'm sorry. But tomorrow we shall continue.
Boom shaka like a cracker.
Well, that's good enough. Thank you, MOD. And so the result of this meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus that have been useless since 1977. And if those who do not know who the Congressional Black Caucus is, they are the black-faced politicians that formed a group on behalf of black people. They actually formed to give us reparations. And 77, so now 46 years later, black families. Do we have legislation? Do we have anything remotely that the Congressional Black Caucus, and you know who they are, they're the senators, they're the Congress people, they're the Assembly people, the House of Representatives, all of the black, including Kamala Harris, your first black vice president on a day that she wants to be. One day she's Indian, another day she's Asian, or some day she's black. You know, I don't know what nationality she's going to be tomorrow, but I just know that we don't have leadership. I just know we don't have anyone that's focusing on descendants of slaves. That's who I want to see in that region. Don't be afraid. I know what they did to El Malik El Shabazz. I know what they did to Malcolm X. I know what they did to Huey P. Newton. I know what they did to to Martin Luther King. We all know the great leaders, how they all taken them out, but you cannot stop the fight, black family. We got to continue in our capacity. As we continue to fight law enforcement, legislation, these are the things that we must have. If you are not a writer, support a writer. If you're a revolution, if you're security, then do security. If you can gather and organize people, then do that. But whatever you can do in your capacity, just do it. take the time to research the black news diaspora, what's happening in my black diaspora world. The African News Channel is a perfect example. Brother Philip Scott, this brother every day is speaking truth to power when he's saying what we need to do as black people. He drags the Democratic Party on every limb that he should on his platform. So we need to support brothers like this. And hopefully we can have Brother Philip Scott on Black Power Radio someday. That will be one of the best guests that we're going to try and work on. We'll see what happens coming up. But one thing we want to do is we want to be consistent. We got to be consistent, and we got to execute. Self-determination is not just a word. It is a lifestyle. Revolution is not just a word. You have to be born with it. You have to be ordained and called. So it's not for everybody. And I get it. But for those who have it, we must not stop. We must not stop. So we're going to finish what we're doing out here in the capital of the state of California. And I'll be working on the bid. I am running for lieutenant governor for the state of California in 2026, 2.5 years of a campaign. And I want nothing but my beautiful black young people, old people, middle ground, fat, poor, skinny. I don't care what you are. If you black and you proud, then you're going to be on our cabinet. That's how we're going to do that. That's how we're going to work it out there. But it's not just part black family. We may say what we can on here on Black Power Radio, but I can guarantee you we are also the same ones that are out there in the streets protecting our black families. We can't stay there and kowtow any longer, black family. We must move forth with self-determination. So I'm proud to be a Panther. It's not something that you claim to be. You have to be born in it. And as a Haitian descendant, American slave, you name it, revolution is in our blood. And so I dare them to come up against us. I dare them because self-defense is the name of this party right here. So with that being said, I'm not going to hold you too much, but I'm so grateful for everyone on this line and decent Black Power family.
Yep.
Black power, black power.
I want to do the same thing. I want to run for city councilman in my area right here in Mount Rainier. Because we have
get
to
your tip from true faith. He's got the
game.
Social
it's like,
political Paris connection, Lord right?
Is running in Denver. We have to be in the political game.
Now
we
you
have
to
be in
get
the political game or whatever. And yes,
you're gonna run a serious campaign, right?
For a city councilman in my area too.
Okay, now for everybody that's across the country, Sister Desiree lives in a place called Mount Rainier, Maryland, and they have a whole unique set of circumstances, a set of politics, their own police department, police department, fire department, and the nine yards. It's a very micro dot. Community, right in Maryland, but it sets right on the D.C. line. She can tell you more now. Desiree, you must take some notes from Dr. Truth Bay on the socialism, politics, and Professor Griffin on how to rock that mic and inhale and exhale, but everybody's learning something, so that's why we're here on Black Power Radio. Sometimes we just hold class. But that's where you are,
all
Desiree.
Right. So am I on
get
now?
Your notes. Go ahead. Your mind is on.
Am I on now?
Yes.
So the thing is that we had a mayor that was here, and you know, black woman or whatever, and she figured out everything. I've been fighting tooth and nail. They got a grant out here as far as me being a resident. They won't even give me that money, however, whatever. I've been over here way over 4 years. You only have to have a high school diploma to turn around and, what, be a city councilman. But the thing is, I work at the damn school. You know what I'm saying? And I push it every day, all day. Thing is this. We have to put ourselves in those positions. And we do. You know what I'm saying? And they turn around and they do. They do the same thing with whatever. Them motherfuckers that you sit over there talking about the KKK, who you think is sitting over there with the Democrats and shit? See, that's some bullshit right there. Because you have to understand that we were actually Republican anyway when we came in to the vote, however, whatever. What? Let's talk about the Republican Party all together. These motherfuckers sit up there and they just say, oh, there you go, nigga. We going to give you something now. Oh, we Democrats. We going to, these motherfuckers don't do shit for you. None of them motherfuckers. Who the hell do anything? And you have to understand, even with Abraham Lincoln, because we had 8 black presidents. And motherfuckers still don't want to talk about that shit. They did their own shit. Abraham Lincoln was gay. He was a fucking faggot. And then on top of it, he sit over and he tell you, okay, so we got to do whatever. No, you do not. See? They sit over there and tell you, and they keep you track. It's like we're supposed to be in a government shutdown. They get ready to shut everything down again, talking about that coronavirus all over again. Do not. Do not. So you brothers and sisters, do not. Nobody shot nobody nothing. The only thing you got to do is keep make sure your respiratory is all right. Is that melanin or some herb? Because they just, that's another way of killing you. And that's like my girlfriend called me from damn Detroit. She's sitting over there talking about, oh, they're trying to kill us now. When have they not tried to kill you? I'm trying to figure out when have they not. When have the motherfucking white supremacists or the honorary supremacists have called coalition and not try to kill you? They try to do stuff in our schools. They're doing everything. They pushing this gay agenda. Do you know that motherfucking Biden made it so for 3 years or however, whatever? I'm talking about as far as a child. They don't tell you about that. So a child can make a decision. So a child is 8, 9, 10, 11. So 11-year-old and 8-year-old have a decision to make. You out of your fucking mind. They are taking our children day in and day out. But Bio Chang told you about that. In word magic. Because he said we're not supposed to have them anywhere as far as a social security number or however, whatever. So everything they were saying is not wrong as far as we're supposed to have our own children. And squat when you have them. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now. Them motherfuckers is trying to screw us so bad because they are pushing their own agenda on you. The same agenda.
How about
and
that? Pushing that target agenda.
We're
going to have to go
back to the fight.
They
know you go.
They show up. They try
to repeat themselves. We're going to have to go back to the fight. And that's the bottom line. We're going to have to go back to the fight. And we're going to have to. It's going to be some bloodshed. We're going to have to go back to the fight. And, you know, why did it get it? We're going to have to. No other choice. We're going to have to go back to the fight. We're going to have to annihilate these motherfuckers. And I mean it. And we're going to have to do it better than our ancestors did. The Gullah Wars and everything else. We're going to have to take these motherfuckers down. And I mean all the way down. That goes for the children. That goes for them motherfuckers sitting up there or whatever. We're going to have to. No more begging. No more pleading. No more signing. No rep. I don't want that. I want my land. See? We're going to have to go back. We're going to have to go back. You have to dig that inside of you that grasp in the sight. And that's what we need. And we got to have
Black
it Powell, within us.
Black Powell, I'm hoping that everybody caught that and that we're on the right road. And we're going to be right back here tomorrow at 8 p.m. We might as well do part two of We Come This Far By Faith. So where do we go from here? You all have been my guest tonight. Some of you hosted. Some of you gave great contributions. We had our youth minister, our minister of justice, our minister of the national minister of defense, and we wanted to put a footnote in there. Michelle, I'm sorry. Michelle, are you still there? I'm so sorry. Michelle was going to make an announcement for the National Minister of Information. Are you still there? She chimed in. She might be gone. But I can get her Black on for that announcement. But on that strength, we give you more of what you listen to Black Power Radio for. And we love you so much here at Black Power Radio. We're going to do it again tomorrow. And we thank you for chiming in tonight. Did anybody have any fresh comments, any new stuff that we didn't cover tonight that we just should have? You tried to get it out. You got cut off. Somebody overpowered you at the mic. Something happened that you didn't get it out. So now is the time. Black Power, you can get it out right now. Anybody to the mic? Anybody?
Black Power, I'm here.
Black Power, go right ahead. Black Power.
Yes, and as we walk, as we march, like Joshua through the streets of around the, as we surround Jericho, as we surround the buildings of Jericho, and we shout Black Power to the thunder comes down, and they will all surrender our reparations and whatever else we ask for, especially if we stop asking and just start taking what's ours. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, with a strong Black military and a Black enforcement to Black the at this hour. Black Power.
And look, can I think now it is Bible stuff? Really? Can we go back to my eyes? Can we go back to how the respect is already given to us and we're still begging that Jesus you talk about? I don't give a damn. Or however, you have to read that book about the revolutionaries that came before Jesus.
That's what we're talking about. Joshua. Joshua, when he fought the Battle of Jericho.
17 revolution. Go back again. Don't keep throwing that motherfucking Bible up in my face. The things that you have to throw in my face is that melanin, that coils in your hair. Grounding. Did you do with your feet? Because the Black man is God. And that's the bottom line. The Black woman is God too. So stop asking these motherfuckers to give us any goddamn thing. It is ours for the...
I'm sorry. I'm mistaken. I was clearing the line. I'm mistakenly muted. You might have to repeat that, Desiree. I mistakenly muted you that time. That was not my fault. I mean, that was not your fault that it didn't go across. You got to repeat that, Desiree.
We heard that. You muted me by accident.
Well, God, we are God. We are the God in the gutter. You have to understand, when they turn around and they change the language, even in the King James Version, you have to understand, King James was a faggot. See, homosexuality came. Hey, whatever. With them Greeks and all kind of shit. That's why our ancestors was getting them motherfuckers out of there. Oh, you can't do this shit around here. They already put them over there, but get whatever. See, in my eyes, when that guy came over there and he talked to Baltimore about what they did out, That is death. According to our answers, that is death. That is death. So, and you are not going to go to jail. See, we're under the wrong jurisdiction. I ain't talking about no more, five, six, or whatever, because we have our identity. Our identity is that talk. That's our rule. We are God. Let me tell you something. If somebody comes to me and however whatever, talking about they violated my son like that, I'm going to kill you, bottom line. And that's it. And I'm not going to go to jail for that. You have to understand. So anyway, so the process of that, just like you understand people or whatever, just like you have the gun, just like you have you, whatever. We are the all. We are the universe. We are everything that's in us. Do not allow anything around you, whatever, to say that you are not. That goes back to heaven. This goes way past Islam or anything else you want to talk about. When you put your feet on that ground, on that earth out there, that is you. You are nature. The black man is God. The black woman is God as well. Do not allow me to make you feel like your worth is that present, because it is. All that stuff that they say, yes, they are just adjectives. Just like you got to have a gun or whatever. That's just an adjective. Do you know that you can take your hands and rip somebody's head off by your hands alone? Because you are God. And until you realize that you are the God, trust and believe. I know when I'm talking. That's why I'm sitting here by myself or whatever. But until you realize that you are that God, you will think that someone else is running now. It don't have to be a person. You are the all. You are the all. That means ain't no Dr. York over top of you. Ain't no motherfucking Lee Muhammad or whatever top of you. You are the all. Ain't no goddamn noble drug. You are the all because you are the leader. You are the leader of your own destination as far as you. So you're going to try to tell me that us as brothers and sisters, we got one leader, and that's them cracker shit. That ain't got nothing to do with our culture or nothing else at all. The leader is inside of you. You are your own strength. You are your own leader. And the only thing you need to do now is to be around like-minded people for you, because you are the strength. You can tear down buildings. Put that vision into your eyes and make it go. See, everybody thinks they don't know it. They say some things or whatever, but you can manifest things through your stream. You have that power. But if you don't think that you have it for yourself, then it's not realistic, because you have to get it for yourself. It comes to a time when you get tired. And when people get sick and tired, then that's when you're going to have the foundation. And that's when you're going to have the unity. When everyone, regardless of whatever, gets sick and tired. Sick and tired of what? Yeah. Huh? The motherfucker putting his cum in your mouth. Oh, tell me what kind of job you got to have or have or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you what I did on my job. You know what I'm saying? I let them motherfuckers know. And then whatever you're doing in a certain way, you want to pull deep. You got to also get your natal chart. You got to get your native tongue speak, whatever, and see how you move, how you operate. See, you are the God. But if you don't know how to end the God, everybody's trying to do everything. But anyway, it's more spiritual, but our ancestors knew what they was doing. That's how you had Atlantis. That's how you had the different revolutions, because our ancestors did it. They, I understand, brothers and sisters, you have more power than you think you. All right, peace. I know nobody want to say it, or I would have a talisman, or I would have, I'm just saying. And it ain't no Jesus, it ain't that stuff, or Yahshua, whatever you want to say. It's in you. It's in you. Look in the mirror. It's in you. And you have that power. Trust me, we have the power to tread. Change the world. We do. Because anytime you feel like you want to change it, it happens. If I want to change it right now, it can. And we can.
Right. Self-determination. That's how you build a black nation. I always want to know how we're going to make the black nation rise. We're going to strategize.
We're going to organize.
Strategy,
we got to respect each other. And motherfucking, I'm respecting you, Tate. You do what? It all depends on your agenda. What are you trying to do? I said, okay, I want to go to Mississippi. All right, I'm going to Mississippi. And I said, I'll rap a child, whatever. So at that time, that's my agenda. Going to Mississippi to help them out on the 14th. Now, something in between us. That's when God comes out. It depends on what your agenda is. Now, just like I'm here in the school system, and I do whatever. Yeah, they move me around, and that's my agenda. It depends on you. Not anybody else. You. Because you are that God. It depends on what you're going to do today. What you feel like. Oh, are you going to eat oatmeal? Are you going to have scrambled eggs with cheese? It depends on you. You are the leader of your destiny. And he is. It comes back to what? My eye. All right, let me give everybody a quote from my eye.
Okay, so if you use reciprocity and collective responsibility, and it becomes a vision, you see the vision of the ancestors. We have so much that must be fulfilled in the way of the ancestors. And so we're just breaking off a little something, but we want to do it universally across the diaspora and across all black revolutionary, all black power advocates, all black Panthers, all blacktivists. And people of that nature and character. And say,
how do we do a university? That's when we sit down together and we do it. Because our minds is like electricity. Right? Our minds
you could
is electricity. Right?
You have to explain that one for the devil.
So all our feeling or whatever. You feeling it too.
That's like black power.
The investigation must be here. The investigation.
We're gonna do this just right. We're gonna ask everybody to come right black here tomorrow. The same bat station, same bat time, and we're gonna keep it black strong and black revolutionary. And with all that we have said tonight, all that could potentially or possibly be said, unless somebody didn't say it, anything that didn't get said.
I am a black revolutionary.
And I am a black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Did you have one, Tuesday? Oh, yeah, October 14th,
in Mississippi. October 16th in D.C. For the first time, we'll be a part of Howard University, a part of their homecoming. And this is something great. Some of the troops on the ground has got going, and we're just happy as hell to be up in there. And we've got the in Cobra, we've got Dr. Robert Turner, the pastor, Pastor Robert Turner, a true revolutionary, true to the process of reparations, and we're going to be dropping it like it's hot. Come right block here tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. Black Power, Black Power, and a strong.
Now that I got it right here in my hand, seems like I'm gonna spread it all over the land.
Now that we found love,
sweet love,
right in the nick of time.
Now that we found love,
what a
forget. Let no thought be your enemy. I've never felt so good. I'm happy, happy, happy than a man could be.
Thank you.
gonna make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been